Well, praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Should we thank the Lord for being here? Rolling our minds into the service of the Lord. And God is good. As we said, He is everywhere. He is blessed. Good to have our here. Good to see our little visitor this morning. And sister, thanks God for Sister Lillian. Heard about her witnessing in the neighborhood. I said she's one of the quieter members of the congregation, but she's still doing the work of the Lord. Amen, amen. Thank God for all He has done for us and all He has brought us through. Even thankful for on yesterday we had the birthday celebration for Holmes, and what a beautiful turnout. Thank God that, yes, it was raining when we first started out. We came up here, the rain was pouring, but oh, our God brought the sunshine in, man. He's allowed us to be here this day, and so we thank God for that and ask that He will continue to bless as we roll Him into the services of the Lord this morning, giving some time to our sisters there. Just want to thank God for everything that He has done for us, and thank Him for everything that He's going to do, because He truly is a wonderful God. He truly has blessed us and been with us down through the years, and we thank Him for that and ask His continued blessings be upon us each day. Just thank Him for what He's done. Yes, the presence of the Lord is in this place, and we thank God for it. Let us look to the Lord in prayer, and let us thank Him for His goodness to us. Amen. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to Thee once again. We want to thank You for Your hand of love and mercy extended unto us this day. Thank You, Lord God, for allowing us to rise this morning, closing our right mind. Thank You, Lord God, for the health and strength and well-being You've afforded unto us. Thank You for all that You have done for us. Truly, You have been good to us, dear Heavenly Father. We want to thank You and praise You this morning for Your goodness to mankind. Thank You, Lord God, for all the saints of God who have gathered once again in the house of the Lord. We thank You, dear Heavenly Father. You blessed us, dear Heavenly Father. Even on yesterday, dear Lord, we still want to thank You for how You blessed, dear Father, as we celebrated, dear Father, although we know she didn't reach that age until the 20th, Lord God, but You allowed us, dear Heavenly Father, to usher it in, dear Heavenly Father, on yesterday, Lord God, and we thank You for that. We thank You for Your presence felt, dear Heavenly Father, on yesterday. We thank You, Lord God, for Your hand that stayed back the rain, dear Father.
Yes, Lord.
Thank You for Your hand that brought out the sunshine, dear Lord. I thank You for Sister Holmes' daughter, Lord, who came to me, Lord God. I had sent her a text,
yes,
and said, what's
Lord.
Your plan? And later on she sent back and said, my plan was God's plan. And she said, but I know my mother told me, dear Father, that whenever you, they're static in the phone, you pray and God will remove the static. So I knew You were going to pray that God will allow the rain to stay back. So we thank You, Lord God, for that. We thank You, Lord God, that we know that there's power in prayer, Lord God,
thank
because
you,
we
Lord.
Live, dear Heavenly Father, according to Your word so that we can pray and get a prayer request through. Father, we want to thank You this morning for Sister Holmes, dear Heavenly
bless
Father, and
Lord.
Ask Your continued blessings be upon our dear sister. But yes, that You would continue to look down upon her with favor. Thank You for her being out today. We know, Lord God, it was a day, a big day for her on yesterday, Lord God. She was out, dear Heavenly Father, for several hours, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes.
But we thank You, Lord God, she pressed
praise
away to be
God.
Here this morning, dear Father. And for this, we want to say thank You, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus, You would continue, dear Heavenly Father, to give her the strength that is needed to run this race that Thou hast set before.
Yes.
Thank You for being a pillar, dear Heavenly Father, in the congregation.
congregation of thee. Thank you, Lord God, as we said on yesterday, a mother in Zion, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this dear sister and ask that you will continue to bless and look down upon her with favor.
Yes.
Father, likewise, we want to thank you for our other dear mother in Zion, Sister Beverly Carroll, Lord God.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for all that you've done for Sister
Praise
Carroll.
God.
Thank you for your blessings, Lord, upon her, dear Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord God,
for how you look
thank
upon
you,
her, dear Heavenly Father, with favor, Lord God. Even when the enemy, dear Father, tries to penetrate and come in, dear Heavenly Father, and upset the apple cart, so to speak, you always have a ring in the bush, dear Heavenly Father. You always have a way, dear Heavenly Father, to come around, dear Heavenly Father. Even when the enemy is trying to work, you come about, dear Heavenly Father, and show your goodness unto your people, Lord God. And for this, we want to say thank you. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will likewise remember Brother Mann this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for dear Father being out, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for him being out even on yesterday, Lord God. We thank you for how you blessed Brother Mann, and thank you for the care, dear Lord, that he is receiving from his children, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus, likewise, that you would bless him, dear Father. Continue to be Brother Mann's guide, direction, and the strength he so desperately stands in need of. And oh, Lord, we thank you this morning, dear Father, for seeing Sister Lillian out.
Yes,
thank you, Father, for how you have blessed her, Lord God, how you brought her out this morning for Sunday school. Not only did you bring her, Lord God, but you allowed her to bring, Lord, a little one with her, dear Heavenly Father.
Lord.
One she has
thank
witnessed
you,
to in the neighborhood, dear Father. One who has gone by, dear Heavenly Father, and who has wanted to travel with her to the house of God.
Yes,
we
God.
Thank you, Lord God, for
thank
JoJo being
you,
with us morning. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, you continue to bless Sister Lillian, Lord.
Yes,
Lillian, dear
God.
Father, as she does the work of thee, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
We've oftentimes said she is one of our quieter saints in the house, God, but on the outside, Lord God, she is, Lord, her light is shining for Jesus Christ, Lord, in her neighborhood, amongst the little children that are there, dear Father, that come, Sister shared with us, that come up oftentimes to get candy as she's sitting and reading her Bible, and Sister shares with them about Jesus, Lord God. Help them one day to want to come to the house of God. Some of you blessed us with a van, Lord God, that we can seat 15 people on and we can bring them to the house of God. So Father, we ask that you use that van to your glory and to your honor to go pick up these little ones so that they will come and hear about Jesus. Father, we want to thank you this morning for Sister Regina, Lord God. Likewise, thank you, dear Father, for all that you've done for her, dear Father. She was here even on yesterday, Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you for your blessings upon her and her eyes, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for how the growth that she's growing in the grace of thee and in the knowledge of thee. We ask that you would continue, Lord God, to look down upon Sister Regina with favor. Remember her family. Remember her daughter in a special way, Lord God. Likewise, remember her children, her grandchildren and great-grand, dear Father. Father, we just thank you for this dear sister and ask your continued blessings upon her, Lord God. Father, we want to thank you for all the saints of God who are gathered in the house of the Lord this morning. We don't want to forget anyone, dear Father. We don't want to call out all names and forget someone, Lord God. So we ask that you remember all the entire body of Christ, dear Heavenly Father, not only here at Wayne Avenue, but our brothers and sisters across the land, dear Father, our brothers and sisters that are in India, Lord God, who are dealing, dear Father, in a mighty way with this pandemic that is going through, sweeping through our country, our world. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, dear Father, that you would bless them there in India. Be with them, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue to look down upon them with favor. Likewise, our brothers and sisters, even in Xenia, Zanesville, wherever they might be, right here in Central Ohio, dear Heavenly Father, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon them, dear Father. Father, we ask that you would continue, Lord God, to bless dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. We looked up and saw Brother Reggie coming in.
Yes.
He was even with us on yesterday. We
yes.
thank you, Lord, for what you've done for Brother Reggie, how you brought him about, Lord God, and how, Lord God, he's looking better and better each time we see him, dear Father.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for your healing touch upon Brother Reggie. Father, we don't take these things for granted, but we thank you and praise you and honor you, dear Father, for all that you have done for us. We
praise
thank you, Lord God, this morning when we woke up that we were in a nice home, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. We had a roof over our head. We didn't have to sleep underneath the bridge, Lord God. And Father,
yes,
God in heaven,
Lord,
you had food
thank
in our refrigerator
you,
that we could get something to eat, Lord God. And then you allowed us to have transportation to come across the highway
thank
to be
you,
in the
Lord.
House of the Lord. And for this, we want to say thank you, Lord God. But Lord, we just don't want to thank for all the material blessings. We want to most of all thank you for our spiritual blessing,
yes,
and that
yes.
is salvation in you, because we know it's by the mercies of thee that we are not consumed,
yes,
because your compassion faileth not. Great is your faithfulness
thank
unto
you.
Your people. And Father, we thank you for that. This morning, likewise, we want to remember Mr. Hill, their father, who came up on the parking
yes,
lot on yesterday.
Lord,
we don't see him in the congregation today, but Father, he had many questions concerning,
yes,
dear Father,
Lord.
You, dear Father. Most of them, Lord, were about why you were doing things. He believed that you're doing that mankind is suffering. But,
oh,
we thank you for the word of God.
Thank
you for the power of the Spirit, Lord God, that we were able to share with him what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Help him, Lord God, to receive the word of God. He wanted a Bible, and we thank you, Lord God, we were able to supply the Bible that he will be able to sit down and read about the
yes,
good news
Lord.
Of Jesus Christ. Praise our God this morning. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you remember our children. We thank you for them being here. Ask that you would continue down upon them with
yes.
favor. Continue to bless them and be with them, Lord, in a mighty way, dear Heavenly Father. Pray a special prayer and blessing be upon Azaria, dear Father. We know, Lord God, she's going to be moving down to
yes.
Florida, dear Father. And we ask you would watch over her, dear Father. Keep her safe, dear Heavenly Father. Help her to remember those things that she's been taught, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, she may not serve you now, but Lord God, one day, dear
Praise
Father,
God,
you have told
Lord
us in the word to train
Lord
them up in the
God,
way they should go. And you said, when they are older, will not depart. What she has learned will be with her, dear Heavenly Father, while she's there in
yes,
Florida.
Lord.
When she reaches a ripe old age, dear Father, the word of God will still be there.
Yes.
So help her, Lord God, to think on the things that she's been
yes,
taught.
Lord.
Father, we ask in the name of Jesus to remember those who are in our media room. We thank you for them. Thank you for Sister Melita. Thank you for Brother PJ, Lord God. Ask your continued blessings be upon them. Father, we just ask that you would continue to look down upon this congregation with favor, Lord God, in a mighty way.
Amen.
Father, we pray, Lord God, this morning that you remember all those who are calling in, who are listening in, dear Father, via the internet, dear Father. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon Brother Bill down in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
Ask that you would continue to bless our dear brother. Continue looking upon him, dear Heavenly Father. Give him the desires of his heart, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remembering Sister Sanders in Florida, dear Father, we thank you for her. Ask your blessings upon her. And likewise, Sister
yes.
Teresa and Amy, dear Heavenly Father, ask that you would bless them, dear Father, in a mighty way. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Vaughn, Sister Ferris Day and her family there in Boston, Lord God. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon them, Lord God. Continue to look down upon them with favor, dear Lord. We ask that you would continue to watch over and protect them, dear Father. Thank you for blessing Sister Ferris Day with a job, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
Continue, Lord, to look in upon her, dear Father, in every way that she stands in need of, dear Father. Lord, we don't want to forget Brother Robert, Lord God. He had asked us, Lord God, even on last Lord's Day, and we've been lifting him up to you, Lord God, on his job, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, he didn't say all the details, and we don't need to know him, but you know all about it. You know what he is going through and what he is suffering through, Heavenly Father, and we pray that you would make a way out of no way for Brother Robert. He is determined, dear Heavenly Father. He has settled in his heart and in his mind, Lord God, that live or die, I am, Lord.
Yes.
He said he's going on for you, dear Heavenly Father, come what may. So we ask in the name of Jesus that you would honor this dear brother's request unto you, dear Father. Likewise, Brother DeAndre, dear Father, we know he's been going through something on his job. We know, Lord God, that there is not happened to be just the employer, dear Father, but those who are coming in, the public coming in. We're living in a time right now where many are so disgruntled, dear Father. Many are so worried about their First and Second Amendment rights that they don't care about somebody else's First and Second Amendment
yes.
rights either. And so therefore, dear Heavenly Father, they are opposing a lot of things upon him, dear Father, saying a lot of things, dear Father. We hear about all the disruption in the air, dear Father. We hear about all the disruption about wearing a mask, dear Lord. But I tell you, dear Father, I know, dear Father, in your precious word, dear Heavenly
yes.
Father, you have left it on record for us that we need to stop worrying about a mass, but we need to worry about where we will spend eternity, because whether we have a mask on or not, Jesus is coming back one day, and we better be ready to go. Praise your most precious and holy name. Help us in the name of Jesus to be all that you have called us out to be. Father, we ask that you remember the saints who still may be on their way. Ask that you would grant them traveling mercies over the highway. Remember our new converts. Remember Sister Kiva in a special way. Remember Sister India, Lord God. Help her, Lord God, to press through, dear Father, what if the enemy is trying to throw up against her? We pray in the name of Jesus. Likewise, we ask that you remember little Brother Javier, dear Father. Help him, Lord God, to rebuke the enemy, dear Heavenly Father, who would try to keep him away from the house of God, keep him away from the saints of God who are here praying for him and praying him through situations, dear Father. We know this world, dear Father, has enticing things, but let us not be enticed by the world, dear Father. Let us not fall as in the garden, dear Heavenly Father, when the devil came up and began to lure him off by the fruit, dear Heavenly Father, that you had told him not to eat. Help us to take a stand against the enemy of our soul. Help us not to be so credulous to believe what the enemy is saying, but help us to stand on the truth of God's eternal word so that we'll know when we leave this life where we will spend eternity. Father, remember our world. Remember the condition in which it is in. Oh, my God in heaven. Oh, every time we hear the news, flooding here, catastrophic things there, buildings falling down, my shooting and killings all around us. But help us, Lord God, to stay focused on the things of thee. Help in the name of Jesus to be about your business, dear Father, knowing that Jesus is everywhere, dear Heavenly Father. As we read in our lesson, help us, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, dear Father, we pray. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for being a part of our life, dear Heavenly Father. The most important thing, dear Father, is to know that our sins are under the blood, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we ask this morning, likewise, you remember Sister Blake? Ask a special prayer and blessing upon her. Thank you for this dear sister. Thank you for all that you've done for her, and ask that you would continue. Look down upon her with favor. Give her the desires of her heart, dear Father. Thank you for touching and healing Brother Maurice, Lord God, and bringing him out, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for that. We're praying for him this week, dear Father, and when we looked up and saw him yesterday, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for what you're able to do, dear Heavenly Father. Someone might say, well, it was just minor, or it might not have been this, but oh, God, there's nothing too minor for you. Dear Heavenly Father, you showed us in all our ways to acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. So everything we're going through, let us acknowledge Almighty God, and you will give us the direction in which we are to go. Thank you for Sister Melton. Ask your blessings upon her. Continue, Lord God, to be her guide and her direction and the strength she stands in need of. Thank you, dear Lord, for this dear sister, and ask that you would bless her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Remembering Sister Lorthing, likewise, who's downstairs with the children. Watch over, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Give her the desires of her heart, dear Father, as she ministers to the children, Father. We just thank you for all the children that you have blessed us with. Help us, Lord God, to continue to encourage them, Lord God, in thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
So we turn to page 17 in our worship the Lord. 17 in the worship the Lord. God be the glory. Praise our God. Praise God. Amen. 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 To God be the glory, praising he hath done, so loving the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that praise the Lord, let the people Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. O perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the
glory. Amen. Giving him glory this morning, honor and praise and thanks for all he has done. Amen. Thank God. Even when we didn't deserve it, even when we were lost in sin and shaping in iniquity, the Lord still was merciful. Even as Pastor Jenkins prayed, great is his faithfulness, where his compassions fail not. Just thank God for all that he is to us. Giving honor to Pastor Jenkins and greetings this morning to everyone who's here. Just know that God in his goodness is able to direct in this service. Amen. So we're just glad to see everyone. And once again, so glad. Well, I was glad to be present at the celebration for Sister Holmes on yesterday. Thank God for that. And thank God that she's here this morning. God gave her the strength to be out there the whole time yesterday, more than 2 hours. And then God gave her the strength, woke her up this morning, gave her the strength to be here this morning. Amen. She's pressing on the upward way. New heights. She's gaining every day. Amen. Still praying as she's homeward bound. We know the Lord is setting her feet on higher ground. Amen. And us along with her. So we're just so glad and thankful for you, Sister Holmes. Amen. Amen. Our responsive reading today is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Verses 1 through 15. Amen. Thanks the Lord. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 15.
Praise God.
Thank God for his word. Amen. Amen.
just so glad, even through our Sunday school lessons, our studies, and we know that the Bible is our written word, but Jesus is our living word.
Amen.
Amen. We need to have both in us. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Amen. Reading responsibly, beginning at verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ.
I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able.
For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?
For while one saith, I am Paul, and another, I am Apollos, are ye not carnal?
Would you please read that verse 4 again and observe that the word of is in front of Paul and the word of is in front of Apollos.
For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal?
Amen. Verse 5, who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord gave to every man?
I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase.
So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase.
Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor.
For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building.
According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon.
For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble,
every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is.
If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward.
Together, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. That we may profit thereby. Amen. Let us know that we are workers together with God, for God has something for us to do.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for his word. All of us. That's right. Amen. So thankful for the word of God and for the privilege of coming together in his name. We're so thankful to be able to read his word together, to be able to pray together, and to know that when we make our requests known to God, he hears. He knows things that we have need of, but he commands us to ask. And in order to ask, we have to walk uprightly before him. Amen. So we're going to ask at this time, are there special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or by uplifted hand? Sister India. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister India. Other requests? Sister Kiba. Amen. Amen. His grace, he'll give you grace and strength to go through. When you trust in him and lean on him and believe in him, believe his word, that it's true. Amen. Other requests? Yes. Amen. 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 We know the Lord is able. We go and get checked from time to time and tests and so on. And you know, the Lord is the one that makes the determination of how the report's going to be. It's a trusting in him that artery check will, that the Lord will bless. Amen. We've been praying already, and so we know the Lord's able. Sister Holmes. Amen. God bless you, Sister Holmes. We will keep you in our prayers. Amen. Thank God for as he's given you the strength to be here this morning. Amen. Sister Smith. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God bless you, Sister Smith. And thank you for that report on Sister Fluellen. And we thank you for that. And we'll be lifting you up in prayer. You said Thursday you go in? Wednesday. Amen. The Lord will go before you. The Lord will go before you and be with you. And we're lifting you up in prayer. Whatever it is, God is still God. Amen. And his power has not diminished in any way. Amen. Trusting him. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. The Lord. We will lift her up in prayer. Amen.
Sister Blake, I have to thank you. Continue to remember
one of my coworkers, she had a blood clot in her lung. And thank God they were able to get it out. She was she was online on Friday for work. But I asked, do you remember Heather and her children much in prayer? Very thankful that the Lord brought her through. And she did end up dying because of pretty much a death sentence there. But and also a member of one of my ex-ball students, and she also had a surgery on her aorta artery. That's a major artery that goes to your heart. So she's doing well. I don't know what took place, but she just sent me a note and told me she was out of surgery. She sent me a picture of her. She's doing well. So I just asked that you remember Susan likewise and continue to remember me, that I would be what the Lord would have me to be.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Other requests? Amen. The Lord. Amen. Thank God. The Lord can quell that. Amen. Praise God. Brother Jackson. Amen. 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 We'll remember Terry and Susan, and not only their bereavement, but give Terry wisdom and direction and strength. And you know, if she consults, ask your counsel, Lord, give you the wisdom to be able to give her what the Lord have her to do. Yeah. Brother Byron.
Mm-hmm. And, I shared with him a thought and do a good talk. But it's the Lord that's going to take care of it. So I let him.
Yes.
I've been praying for him. Thank you for praying for him. But he's here.
Amen. Amen. We'll be lifting him up in prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Soul and body. Amen. Amen. All general requests. Amen. We all stand in need of the Lord. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Sister Millicent if you would take us to the throne of grace. If there's anyone who has a need, you can come and you can stand, pray for the Lord. You can come and you can bow, pray for the Lord. But when we have an earnest need for the Lord, we have to shut everything else out and talk to the Lord earnestly from the heart. Amen. Amen.
In our bulletins, you should have a song, Keep Praying and Toiling On. Keep praying and toiling on in your bulletin. Amen. We'll sing all three verses and then we'll sing the fourth. Sing the fourth through twice.
A long life rugged, thorny way, keep praying, toiling on. There soon will dawn a brighter day. The trials you have had are past, they're patiently the ones thou hast. If others someday will not last, keep praying, toiling on. Doubt this card, keep
keep praying, toiling on. For praying lighteth every care, keep praying, toiling on. The Savior has graces on me, for struggling mortals such as we, and he will give us victory. Keep praying, toiling on. Keep praying, toiling on.
Amen, amen. Keep praying and toiling on. Father, as we come before you this morning with thankfulness in our hearts, one more time, just say thank you for all that you have done for us, dear God. You allowed us to lie down upon last night, dear Father, and sleep and slumber. Father, no hurt, harm, and danger befell us, dear Father, and for this we say thank you. Father, you allowed us to rise this morning with the touch of your hand, dear Father. Lord God, to see a new day in which we had never seen before. You allowed us to put our feet upon the floor, dear Father, and be able to walk, dear Father, as we called upon your name. Father, for this we say thank you, dear God. Father, you've given us running water in our homes, dear Father, food upon our tables, dear Father, things to prepare ourselves, dear Father, to come to the house of thee. And Father, for this we say thank you, dear God. Father, many have extremities, dear God, but some of them are unusable, dear Father. Lord, you've given us the feet and the legs to walk upon and the hands to use and the arms to use, dear Father. Our eyes, dear Father, we can see and be able to see your word, dear Father. Travel here, dear God. Father, for this we say thank you, dear God. We thank you for our ears, dear Father, in which you've given us, dear God, to hear, dear God, to be able to go about, dear Father, to know when things are coming or whatever it is you would have us hear. Here, dear Father, we say thank you, dear God. Your word, as it went forth even in Sunday school, dear God, we say thank you, Father. Lord God, we thank you for our mouth, dear Father, you've given us to be able to speak your word, dear Father, be able to pray unto thee, dear Father. For this we say thank you, dear God. Father, we can't thank you enough. Father, our bodies, dear Father, you have created, dear God, and there are times that things go on in these bodies, dear Father, we don't know about until we have an ache or a pain, dear Father, or something reveals itself on the outside, dear Father. Lord God, and we go in, dear Father, and we trust in thee, dear Father, first and foremost, praying and asking, dear Father, that you would show us what to do, dear God, and you allow us to go in, dear Heavenly Father, if we seek a doctor, dear Father, Lord God, that they're able to check us and run tests, dear Father, for different things, but all the while we're still trusting in thee that you would bring us through, dear God, whatever it may be, dear Father. So, Lord, we're asking this morning that you remember your children, dear Father. Lord, I heard Sister Smith say she was going in on this Wednesday for some tests, dear Father. Lord, but she's going to stand and hold true to thee no matter what the outcome may come, may be said, dear Father, unto her. Lord, we're asking, dear God, that you bless, dear Father, that you hear our prayers, dear Father, as they go forth for her, dear God. Likewise, Sister Regina, as she went in, dear Father, on the 16th, Father, Lord God, we ask that you continue to bless their Father. We're praying that her tests come back and they're all clear, dear Father. Lord, you know all about each and every one of our bodies, dear Father. Lord, remember Kendall even as he goes in, dear Father. Lord, we're asking that you bless, dear Father. You know all about what's going on in his brain, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, these veins, dear God. Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would touch this young man, dear God. In the name of Jesus, dear Father. Likewise, in his soul, dear Father. Speak to his soul, dear Father, that he could be
comforted, dear God, when he goes through that surgery, dear Father. Lord, when you're a child of thee, we can pray and leave it in your hands and know that you will care for us on this side or on the other side, dear God. So, Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you speak to this young man's heart, dear God. Father, that he realized, dear Father, you give life and you take life, dear Father. Lord God, but we're praying that you would bring him through, dear Father, and that he would look to thee, dear Father, to start serving thee, dear God. Give his life to thee, dear Father, that all this change, dear Father, could be a blessing, dear God, unto him. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would have your way. We thank you even for Brother Byron having the chance to speak with him, dear Father, and let him know about the Lord, dear Father, and who cares for him, dear God. Whether the surgeons operate on him or not, dear Father, you are the ultimate carer, dear Father, the ultimate healer, dear God, in his body. So, Father, we're asking this morning that you would be with him, dear Father, that you would allow him to feel the prayers of the saints as they go forth, dear Father, throughout the week and have been going up for him, dear God, we pray. Father, we also ask that you continue to remember Brother Byron, even in his body, as he goes forth each and every day. We thank you for him, God, and ask that you continue to be with him and heal him, dear God, and any tests that he may have to go back and take, dear Father, in the next coming months, dear Father. He goes back, I believe, every 6 months, dear Father, for checkups. Father, we just say thank you, dear God, for what you've done and are going to continue to do in his body, dear God. Remember his wife, Judy, by his side. We ask that you be with her, dear Father. Continue to speak to her soul as she seek thee before it's everlasting too late, dear Father. Lord, you know her thoughts and her mind, dear God. We just ask that you would bless her in a mighty way, dear Father. We thank you for all that she has done and how she stood there with her husband, her companion, by his side, dear God. But, Father, we thank you, dear God, that you have allowed us to be able to pray for him, dear Father. Lord, when we all heard the news, dear Father, we began to pray, dear God, calling upon thee, dear Father, to hear us, dear Father. Lord, we call on thee always to hear our prayers, dear Father. But Lord God, when someone brings something that's detrimental to their life, dear Father, Lord, we just begin to really call out on thee, asking that you would intercede in this situation, dear God. So, Father, we ask that you bless likewise Brother Delmar, dear Father. Continue to be with him, dear Father. Watch over and protect him, dear God, as we've been calling his name out, dear Father, for strength in thee, Father, to walk and to trust in thee more and more each day. Father, we're just asking that you would open up his body, dear God, Father, that he drink what he needs to drink, dear Father, for that he'd eat the food, dear Father, for the nourishment in his body. Give him what he stands in need of, dear Father, we pray. Lord God, he's a child of thee, dear Father, and we're trusting that he will continue to trust in him, dear Father, in you, dear God. Father, last I heard he said, whether he lives or he dies, he is your child, dear God. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless him. Lord, Father, be with his wife, Sherry. Be by her side, dear Father. Lord, as she's by her husband's side, give her what she too stands in need of, dear God. Give her the strength she needs. Father, we just never know, dear God, what may come upon us in this life. But Father, when we have you, Lord Father, in our souls, dear Father, and we're living and walking with thee, we can turn to thee, dear God. We may weep, we may cry. We are human just like anyone else. But Father, we can cry tears to thee, dear God, in joy. And what you've done for us and how you've blessed us before and you've brought us through, dear God, and we're leaning on you to bring us through if it be your will. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless, touch each and every one of us, dear Father. I don't know what people are going through in their bodies, but you know, dear Father, we just ask that you bless. Father, we thank you, dear God, for your keeping grace and mercy. Remember Sister Lillian, dear God. We thank you for her and ask that you continue to bless her. Father, we thank you, dear God. She hasn't been hurt in the few falls that she's had. Father, we thank you for your protection, dear God, around her, dear Father. Give her the strength she stands in need of, dear Father. Continue to allow her to be a witness in her neighborhood, dear Father. We thank you for little JoJo this morning, asking that you would touch his little body, dear Father. I heard him back there saying he didn't feel so well, dear Father. But, Lord, we know thou art able to heal him, dear Father, even sitting here in this service, dear God. Give him what he stands in need of, dear Father. Open his little ears that he would hear, dear Father, and be able to take back some word to his family, dear God. Bless him, dear Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would remember
Sister Keeba's request, dear Father. Continue to watch over and protect her, dear Father. Give her what she stands in need of, dear Father. Help her to lean on thee, dear God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Father, give her what she stands in need of. Father, you know and you see, dear Father. Be with her on her job, dear Father, in her home, dear Father. Remember her children, dear Father, in a mighty way. Father, we just ask that you would bless, dear Father. Remember even her dog who's not been feeling well, dear God. We ask that you would be with, I believe it's Tango, dear Father. Bless him, dear Father. Touch him in his body, dear Father. You know what it is, dear God. You created this animal. So, Father, we're asking that you would bless in a mighty way, dear Father. Touch upon him, dear God, we pray. Remember Sister India, dear God. Bless her and keep her, dear Father. Remember her children likewise, dear Father. Give her the strength in which she stands in need of, dear Father, as she too is walking before them, dear Father. Help her to be an example, dear Father. She's thankful for all that you have done for her. Even at this short time that she's been walking with thee, dear God, we ask that you continue to bless her. Father, she said as she's read in the word, dear Father, and all the things she's read and the different things that have come true, dear Father, the passing of your word. So, Father, we ask that you would continue to bless her and keep her, dear Father. Draw them both out, dear Father, to thee. Father, remember Sister Holmes, dear Father. Lord, you heard her request. I couldn't hear it all, dear Father, but I know she said she was thankful, dear God. Being out this morning, dear Father, we ask that you bless her. Give her the strength she stands in need of, dear God. Lead, guide, and protect her in her body. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you touch her legs, dear Father. Lord, give her the strength she stands in need of, even as she's using the walker, dear Father, but you're strengthening her, dear Father, even in her arms, dear God, to be able to hold herself up, dear God. Father, we ask that you would bless. Lead, guide, and protect her, dear God. Father, we ask that you be with her, even on this coming Lord's Will Tuesday, dear Father. If you allow her to see it, dear Father, Lord God, or any of us, dear Father, she would turn 95. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless her. Father, she's been a dear saint to all of us, dear Father. She's been a mom to us, dear God. Father, she's given us what you have given her to give to us, dear God. And Father, for this we say thank you, dear God. Father, when we look out and see the saints, the older saints, and how they continue to march on for thee, come what may, dear God. Father, she's never turned from you, dear God. Father, from her youth, her young age, even up till now, dear Father. And Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus, you continue to be with her. Strengthen her in her body, dear God. Father, I remember when she said the doctor told her, she wouldn't be able to hold her head up, dear Father, and her head was too heavy for whatever was happening in her neck, dear God. But, Father, you have touched her in her body, dear God. She's not wearing that brace and hasn't been wearing it for several months, dear God. And, Father, for this we say thank you, dear God, for hearing our prayers and her prayers, dear God. Trusting in thee that you would bring her through, dear Father. So, Lord, we ask that you continue to bless her and give her what she stands in need of. Touch her in her eyes and in her hearing, dear Father. Give her and bless her, dear Father, as you see fit, dear God, we pray. Father, asking also that you remember Sister Beverly, dear God. You know what she stands in need of. You heard her request. Father, as she was able to drive out to hear the services on camp meeting, Father, we ask that you would bless her and lead, guide, and protect her, dear God. Give her the strength she stands in need of. Thank you, dear God. She was able to get her car fixed, dear Father. Lord God, and we ask in the name of Jesus, she would continue to watch over her, dear Father. Bless her in her body. Touch her, dear Father. Lord, you know what this is that's causing her legs to give out, dear Father. Lord, we thank you. She didn't get hurt, dear Father, even in her fall in her home. Father, we praise your precious name, dear God, for keeping her, dear God. And we just ask that you bless her. Lead her, guide her, and protect her, dear Father. Remember the saints down there, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus. Remember Sister Beth, dear Father. You know what this is that's come up on her body, dear God, that keeps causing her extremities to tighten up, dear Father, to freeze up, dear God. We ask, dear Father, that you would bless her, dear Lord. Let her know that since we are praying for her, dear God, her strength in thee, dear Father. You know all about her, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless, dear Father. Remember the one who had COVID, dear Father, that was the choir director. Lord, remember him in a mighty way. We thank you for healing him in his body, Lord. He's back in the services, dear God. He's not not be directing, but he was able to stand and sing, dear Father, your praises. So, Father, we ask that you would continue to heal him in his body, Lord God. Give him what he stands in need of, dear Father, we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, likewise, we ask that you continue to remember Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for hearing, dear Father. Things are lightening up. Things aren't being so said so vulgarly or to him, dear Father. And Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless, continue to strengthen Brother DeAndre in a mighty way, dear God. Father, you can give him the strength he didn't know he had, dear God. Father, when things are said, dear Father, they go through one ear and out the other or roll off the shoulder, so to speak. Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus to give him a song or a scripture, even to share with those, dear Father, that are saying things. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus. We, none of us know when we may encounter something at the store or at the bank, dear Father. Lord God, but we ask that you would help us, dear Father, to be able to have a song or a scripture, maybe even to give them, their Father, and let them see that you are bigger in us, their Father, than with words that they are saying unto us. Give us what we stand in need of, dear Father, we pray. Remember Brother Tony, dear Father, didn't see his hand or hear a request, but you know what he stands in need of, dear Father. He always says, thank you for the sunshine, dear God, this beautiful day in which you have given us. So, Father, we do say thank you. Father, we thank you even for said earlier, yesterday, dear God, as the rain came and then you cleared it up, dear Father, and the sunshine came out. And, Father, even after it was over, dear Father, I was out there in my vehicle preparing to leave, and I looked up, and the clouds began to roll in again. A storm was coming in, dear Father, and I just began to thank you, Father, for the blessing in which you gave us, dear Father. You opened up and let your sun shine through, that we were able to have this celebration, Sister Holmes. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you bless her. Lead, guide, and protect her, dear Father, we pray. Father, we ask that you remember the children, dear God. Remember little Liam, in a mighty way. Father, you know what he stands in need of, dear God. Father, whatever it is, dear Father, we know thou art able to tell him, dear Father. We are trusting in thee. We call his name out, dear Father, for strength and help, dear Father, whatever it may be. Father, we thank you for the words that he's beginning to say, dear Father. Lord God, sometimes they're so surprising, dear God, but we say thank you, dear God. Father, ask that you bless him in a mighty way, dear God. Remember Sister Maria, dear Father. Give her the strength she stands in need of as she cares for her babies, dear Father. Lord God, give her the guidance she needs, dear Father. Be with her, dear Father. Bless her, Lord. Remember Tatum, dear Father, as he's there with his mom and his brother. Father, we ask that you bless him, dear Father. Lord, even as he may be helping out with his little brother. Father, we just ask that you bless, lead, guide, and protect him, dear God. Be with him even as he's preparing to start school, dear Father, later this year, dear God. We ask that you be with him, remembering as he goes, dear Father. We ask for a hedge of protection around him, and not only him, but all of our children. School will be starting here soon in a few weeks, dear God. August is almost upon us. So, Father, we ask that you would be with them all, dear God. Protect them, dear God, as they go, dear Father. Lord, you know all about this variant, dear Father, that's out of this COVID, dear God. We're asking your protection upon them, dear Father. Seem to be some young people, many young people have been passing, dear God. But we know thou art able, dear Father, put a hedge of protection around our children, Father, that they are protected as they go to and fro. Father, we ask that you even be with us, dear Father. We need that protection also. Father, we ask that you give us the strength in which we stand in need of. Lead, guide, and direct us, dear Father. Remember Brother Mann, dear Father, giving what he stands in need of, dear Father, as we picked him up this morning. Lord, he was smiling, dear Father, so to speak, from ear to ear, dear God, here ready to go to service, dear Father. We just say thank you, Father. Remember his children as they care for him in the home, dear God. Bless them and keep them, dear Father. Lord God, we ask that you would help them if they know thee not to seek thee before it's everlasting too late. Give them what they stand in need of, Father. Remember Sister Theola, dear God, in a mighty way. For the man said he spoke with her even yesterday, dear Father. Lord God, we ask that you bless her and watch over and protect her, dear God. You know all about her mind, dear Father, and whatever this is that's come upon her, we ask your protection. And as she's with her granddaughter or niece, dear Father, whomever she's staying with, that they care for her, dear God. Be with her even in that home, dear Father, we pray. Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you bless. Father, we're thankful for all that you've done. Father, remember Susan and remember Heather, dear Father, as you brought them through these things that have happened in their bodies, dear God. We ask that you continue to bless. Father, I said there's nothing, dear Father. None of us know what's going on inside, but we're trusting in thee. Father, I ask that you remember myself, even as I go in, Lord's will, on next week, dear Father, for just a checkup, dear God, for the job. Father, we ask that you would bless, dear Father. You go before me, dear Father. Know all about what's going on in this body, dear Father. And I just pray that everything is A-OK, dear Father. I'm asking and trusting in thee. Father, we ask that you would continue to bless. I thank you for safety this morning, even as the gentleman that pulled right out in front of me this morning, dear God. I thank you, dear God, that I was looking, dear Father, and had no idea he would pull in front of me, dear God, but he did. And then he hit the brake, dear Father. He was going into the parking lot. And I thank you, dear God, that I did not hit him. Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that you bless. Lord God, when we get on our vehicles, I thank you that I always say prayer and ask that you go before me, dear Father. Keep my eyes and my mind tentative, dear Father, to what is going on around me and in front of me. And Father, I just say thank you this morning, dear God, that you're blessed. Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus you have your way. Remember Sister Blake, dear God, you know what she too stands in need of. Thank you for her, dear Father, and as she taught the children this morning, Father, we just ask you to bless her, dear Father, strengthen her, dear God. Even as the food pantry's getting ready to start up, dear Father, just a little short of a month, dear Father, we just ask that you bless, lead, guide, and protect all, dear Father. Give us what we stand in need of, dear Father. We ask that you would orchestrate it, dear Father, that is everyone is safe, dear Father, that comes through, dear Father, and us serving, dear Father, the food. We ask you would bless, dear God. Now, Father, we ask that you would be with Minister Jenkins as she stands before us this morning, that you give her what she stands in need of, dear Father, the stamina in her body, dear God, strengthen her in her legs as she stands before us, Father, and open our ears that we hear your precious word. Not shoveling it back to someone else, but help us to receive your word and eat upon it, dear God. Father, we don't know what this week holds for any of us. Father, whether we be in this week, the whole week or not, dear God. But Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you help us receive your word, that we will walk in your word, dear Father. Lord, and you reminded me, dear God, remember Charles Hill, the gentleman that was here upon yesterday in the parking lot. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, you remember this young man. Father, he used to live right here on the corner across the street from the church. Father, you know all about his life and what he told us he's been through. But Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would allow him to walk through those doors, that he will hear the truth of your precious word. He's been in here, he said, before, dear Father, as a younger person. And Lord, he's a grown man. We're asking, Father, that you bring him in, that he hear your word. He said he wanted to sit at home and read the word, and I told him, you can sit at home and read, but you need to come in here to be amongst the saints, to hear the preaching and teaching of your word. Father, we don't want him to be by himself, that he not understand your word, but that he come into your house, that it can be explained and expounded upon before him, dear Father. See how your children live there, Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, Father, don't allow him to stay there in that home by himself, but to come out. Help him in his mind and in his thoughts, dear Father. You know all about him, dear God. But Father, we pray and we thank you, dear God, that he came upon yesterday. Father, the things that he was saying, dear Father, and then I told him, the Lord brought you here for a reason. You wasn't just walking by and happened to see the people over there and keep walking by. You stopped, and you had something to say upon that parking lot. So, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you be with this young man. Bless him, Lord, Father. Help him, dear God, to come out and seek thee. Father, that's what we all had to do. We had to seek your kingdom that you could reign within our lives. So, Father, we ask that you would bless. Lord God, lead, guide, and protect us all. Make us a way out of no way, dear Father. Have your way in the furtherance of this service. We pray and we thank you. Father, if there be any, I fell into remember, Father, remember Brother Jackson, Brother Lavester Jackson. Thank you, dear Father, for him. Lord, you heard his request of his family. Father, we ask that you have blessed. Remember Terry and Susan and the other, dear God, in a mighty way. Father, they've been through a lot, dear God, but Father, we're asking that you would be with them. Lead, guide, and direct them. Likewise, Brother Jackson, Reggie Jackson, bless him and keep him, Father, we pray. Remember Sister Melita, dear God, Sister Lawrence and Brother Maurice, Brother Pierre, dear Heavenly Father, and as I said, all the children. Father, we ask that you would bless in a mighty way, dear God. Watch over and protect them all. We ask these and all blessings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen and amen.
you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord
God. Oh, his mercy.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise God. I'm before you to lift the morning offering. This is the third Sunday of the month. So the special offering for today is for the food pantry. We may place that offering for the food pantry in the center plate, and our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all that you have provided for us. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us, dear God, to see our need.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord, for filling that need. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father, even as we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, dear God. Lord, that the work of your kingdom, dear Father, might be done. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would multiply these tithes and offerings, dear God, as only you can. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would give direction for the use, dear Father. For truly, Lord, we're not leaning to our own understanding, dear God, but we're looking to you, dear Father, to lead, guide, and direct every deliberation, every expenditure, Lord, everything that we do, dear Father. We want to be according to your will and according to your way and to your glory. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, dear Father, even as we bring our tithes and offerings in. We pray, Lord, your blessings upon each giver. Use the gift and the giver to your glory and to your honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Following Jesus from day to day, gently he leads me along the way. Here will I trust him on both his mind, by faith and not by sight. Walking with Jesus, I'm in the light. Walking with Jesus, they're all the way. Walking with Jesus, my way is right, by faith and not by sight. Seeking to enter the holiest place, boldly I came to the throne of grace, sanctified holy is my delight, by faith and not by sight. Walking with Jesus, I'm in the light. Walking with Jesus, in robes of white. Walking with Jesus, my way is bright, by faith and not by sight. When I was held in a chain, suffering such from disease and pain, Jesus then touched me and healed me quite, by faith and not by sight. Walking with Jesus, I'm in the light. Walking with Jesus in robes of white. Walking with Jesus, my way is bright, by faith and not by sight. Soon I shall hasten my Lord to meet, and in the blackness I'll stand complete, where with the ransom in heaven lies, my faith is lost inside. Walking with Jesus, I'm in the light. Walking with Jesus in robes of white. Walking with Jesus, my way is bright. By
not by side.
Amen. 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 Shall we sit in prayer as the sisters come before you?
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
Sister Beverly,
I'm
learning to lean, what she had went through, and she spoke up to us about on Wednesday night, and the Lord gave me Sister Holmes and how she has learned and leaned up on him all these years. So I reached out to the sisters about singing this morning for Sister Holmes and likewise for Sister Beverly, and they were in agreement and just truly thank the Lord. So we ask that you sit with us in prayer as we endeavor to sing, I've learned how to lean and praise him.
Amen, amen. Thank the Lord.
Can you see it? Can you see it?
Just have to, I can't see it.
Okay. I've learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. He is my friend and he's my I learned how to lean. Jesus. He's my friend, and he's my guide. I've learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. I found out if I trust him, he will provide. Oh, how sweet to walk in the narrow way, leaning on his arm. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on his arm. I learn how to lean and depend on Jesus.
Praise him.
Our God, truly He is worthy
to be
praised.
Amen.
Thank God for His goodness. Amen. Praise God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. Praise God. He's worthy of our glory and our praise. Amen. Let us look to the Lord in prayer before Pastor Jenkins comes before us with the word. Shall we stand? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness. We thank you, dear God, to be able to behold your glory, dear God, through your word. Lord, to be able to behold your glory through this great plan of salvation. Lord, we've been redeemed, dear Father. And Lord, we know, Lord, that you have rescued us from a miserable life of sin. Truly, we can say glory. Glory in all things, give him glory. Jesus, precious Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord, for what our hearts have felt, dear God. Thank you, Lord, for the truth of your word. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would anoint, Lord, Pastor Jenkins, Lord, to preach your word in spirit's power, God.
Lord, to proclaim, dear Father, the acceptable day of salvation, dear God. Give her the strength, dear Father, to preach your truth, dear God. Father, give us the grace, Lord, to obey and walk in that truth, dear God. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, if there are souls, dear God, who have not been redeemed, Lord, if there are souls, Lord, who have not yet believed, Father, we pray, dear God, that your spirit would speak to their hearts today, dear God, today, which is the acceptable day of salvation. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their minds and hearts, Lord, that they may be turned to serve you, dear God, and to forsake the sins, dear God, of this life. Lord, we pray that you would have your way, dear God, and anoint our hearts and our ears, Lord, to receive your unadulterated word. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Amen.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God. We truly thank God for another privilege. We don't take it lightly to be able to stand before you this afternoon. Preach the word of God, to share with you what God has given me, has laid on my heart. I thank God for the devotional service. I thank God for the sisters.
Amen.
Thank God for a couple of my favorite songs they sang today. And
amen.
I just thank God. I'm still looking, Sister Carol, for my one. Amen. But I thank God. Amen. I thank God. But I thank God for each and every one of you. I want to give honor to Sister Blake likewise, thanking God for her, thanking God for all he has done and how he has blessed this congregation. And as we've given honor to our dear Sister Holmes, who's our mother in Zion, who's the Lord allows her to see Tuesday, she will be 95 years old. We thank you, Sister Holmes. Thank God for you. I know Brother was saying earlier, you've been a blessing to all of us. Truly have been a blessing to me. And can't thank God. Can't thank God for all that he has done and how he has blessed you and brought you through. And thank God for each and every one of the saints of God who felt it well to be out and out and see another saint coming in, Sister Marguerite and little Angela. And thank God for that and ask your continued blessings. I trust you have your Bibles with you today, and we ask that you would open up to the Word of God. And you have a writing instrument to our young people. I don't want you, and I know many of them are my grands, I don't want you sleeping. I want you up with their writing down the Word of God and listening to what the Word of God has to say. Your soul, too, is at stake. This was not only for the old people, as you would say, as the world would have you to believe. We are living in some perilous times. You need to know Jesus, too. You need to know all about him. You heard, I thank God for Sister Millicent, the beautiful prayer he gave her. Thinking as she was praying about a young man that came up, come here when he was young. Now he's out in the street and various things are taking place in his life.
Right.
I know when I came here when I was young, the word of God was being preached. Amen.
That's right.
The same word was being preached when I was a youngster here in this congregation. Elder Wilbur preached the word of God. The word of God hasn't changed. We are, yes, a Bible-based church. I know many will come and say, oh, they're still old school, but I thank God.
Amen.
My God tells me he hasn't changed. Amen?
Amen.
So I thank God for his word. I don't want to get out there in the world and all these things come upon you. That's why he tells you, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth before the evil days come. Now is the time to remember God. Now is the time to come to him and serve him. Because he is worthy, as the sisters just sang, to be praised. And you can lean on him when things happen and times come, when rough times happen. You can learn how to lean and depend on Jesus. See, he is our strength. He is our God.
Right.
Some of these older saints in here can tell you about some of the things they've been through. And they leaned on Jesus and God has brought them through it. Amen? Oh, you may say, oh, but they had to go through it. But oh, but God brought them through. Praise our God. And he's able to bring all of us through. So I trust you have something to write down the scriptures as we get going. As we read in our hearing this morning, we read 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, 1 through 15. I would like to go back to verse 10 to get the subject the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. Lord bless. Verse 10 of 1 Corinthians 3. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another build thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, are you building on the rock? Are you building on the rock? The 127th division of Psalms, verse 1 says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wake it, but in vain. You see, as the people of God, we've got to know that all we accomplish in this spiritual life will be for naught if the Lord is not in it. Our Heavenly Father is the master carpenter of our lives. He is the source of wisdom, which is the most valuable building material anyone can ask for. We are told there in Proverbs, the 24th chapter, verse 3, of the Word of God. He says, through wisdom is an house built. You got to remember that through wisdom, a house is built. That's what the Word of God is letting us know. He says, and by understanding, praise our God. And by understanding, it is established. He said, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. You see, the Bible has a lot to say about God's sovereignty in building the house of our lives. We are also told in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verse 5, that trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. Are you trusting in Almighty God this afternoon? He goes on to say, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You see, many times people will say, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this with my life. But the Word of God lets us know, in all thy ways, we've got to acknowledge God. And God is going to be the one to direct our path. He went on to say there in Proverbs 16, turn with me there for a moment, in verse 9 of that scripture reading. He says, a man's heart devises his own ways, but the Lord directed his steps. Is God directing your steps this afternoon? Are you allowing God to be the one that tells you which way you are to go and where life is supposed to lead for you? I know we have a lot of aspirations, a lot of desires, a lot of things that we want, but we've got to always acknowledge Almighty God. Why? Because we're building on the rock of our salvation. We're building a house God has made so that we will be ready for Almighty God to work in the kingdom of God. You know, the Lord told Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1, verse 5, these words. He said in verse 5 of that scripture, before I formed thee in the belly, he said, I knew thee. You see, our God knew you and I before he formed us in the belly. You may say, oh, Sister Renee, I didn't exist until such and such a time, but God knew you before that. He went on to say, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, God said, I sanctify thee, meaning God set him apart for the work of Almighty God, and I ordain thee a prophet unto the nations. Praise Almighty God. You know, there's a lot of times, saints of God, we may say in ourselves, I want to be this, or I want to be that, even to our young people as you're growing up, because many of the saints of God right now are in an older time of their lives, and we are now transitioning from a work kind of
perfected down to a retirement, but you younger people are coming up. I say to you, and I believe the saints of God will sing right along with me, that you need to acknowledge God in what you want to do in life, that you need to ask God to be the one that directs your footsteps. You need to be the one to say to Almighty God, what would you have for me to do in my life? You know, there are many who set out and said, I want to be young people when I was coming along. Oh, I want to be a star. I want to be in the movies. I want to be this or I want to be that. I want to be a basketball player, football player. But you know what? God may have a different plan for your life, and it may not pan out that way. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, those are my aspirations, and I'm going to go to school, and I'm going to learn how to be this. But I say to you, in all thy ways, acknowledge Almighty God and allow God to direct your path, because see, you know, God can allow you to go there to Hollywood. God can allow you to do what you want to do, and you get there and all the trials of life come upon you, and then you find yourself, as many as found themselves, doing things they ought not to do. Many are out there on drugs, many are on alcohol, many there don't know one day from the next whether they're going to have a meal or not. Why? Because they set aside everything God was trying to tell them. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. I heard on yesterday how someone knew about God, but then they went a different way than what God wanted them to go, and their life is topsy-turvy right now. They were talking about things, saints. I know the ones that were standing there, and I was listening to what was being said. There were some things that were frightening me when they were even saying it. I don't know whether I wake up in the morning and I want to kill someone or someone kill me. Oh, tell me something right now. You need to know Jesus Christ, because when you know Jesus, you're not waking up in the morning with those kind of thoughts on your mind. When you know Jesus, he's able to control your mind. How many know what I'm talking about? That's why he said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. If you tell me you are saved this afternoon, I say to you, do you have the mind of Jesus? And the mind of Jesus is doing the work of Almighty God. We are living for God, saints of God, now that we've come into the kingdom of God. Turn with me there for a moment to Ephesians, the first chapter. You see, God has always had a plan for God's people, but as the people of God, we have to learn how to recognize that we need God's direction. We need God's blessing in our work for the kingdom of Almighty God. We don't go on our own in the kingdom of God. When one tries to accomplish anything without the wisdom and blessings of God, it is going to be a failure. We are told in John, we're coming back to Ephesians, verse 27, these words, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except to be given him from heaven. You see, when we look into the perfect law of liberty, we find that the word of God takes us into eternity past and reveals how the Lord formed his church before the world began. Let us look at verse 4 of Ephesians 1. He says, in the word of God, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. He goes on to say, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Here we read about God's eternal purpose in salvation. We are reminded of one essential and enormous important truth, and that is that we are not an afterthought. These verses teach us that we have been on God's heart for a long time. These verses teach us that we are important to Almighty God. What do you say, and Sister Renee? In our time and time, people right now are obsessed with self-expression. They're obsessed with self-esteem and self-promotion. This is evident by the spread of selfies on social media today. I know that this is not going to be popular with some of our young people, but I want you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying this afternoon. You see, the Bible was written before the advent of care phones. Before selfies was, this word of God was written. God's word still has plenty to say about one's view of self. The Bible is not saying you cannot take a picture of yourself, nor of others, nor post a picture. However, the Spirit is showing us that our world has become preoccupied with self. Self-exaltation is one of the most dangerous sins in the Bible. It is rooted in pride, and pride keeps us from Almighty God. You see, pride is the reason many people do not feel they need a Savior or that they need to ask God for forgiveness. Pride tells them they are good people or they have a good heart. Pride also blinds people to their own personal responsibility and accountability for sin. We are told in Proverbs 16, verse 18, pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. People that have this kind of pride are always looking for some way to see that their life has meaning for them. Some people turn to books. Some go to seminars trying to find out how to be somebody. Others attach themselves to other people who are already, they believe, somebody so that they can be somebody too. Others follow the lives of people that they believe are somebody, hoping that they can be somebody because they live these lives through somebody else who is already somebody in their view. Others seek for self-worth and doing all kinds of things, hoping someone will notice them and pat them on the back and give them a compliment for all the things that they are doing. And then that will make them feel like somebody. You will never find yourself worth playing little mind games with yourself.
Amen.
If you want to find self-worth, I say to you, look no further than Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When you come to understand that you were chosen in Jesus before the foundation of the world, that understanding will do much for your self-worth and also for your self-esteem. Oh, I'm telling you, young people, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, knowing that the God of all creation has chosen you, and that makes you somebody. Praise our God.
Amen.
Not the world's accomplishment, but knowing that there is a God in heaven that loves you and sent his Son to die for you ought to boost your self-esteem. Our joy should be found in exalting Jesus, not ourselves. Oh, saints of God. We have a lot of work to do in the kingdom of God. We are told in 2 Corinthians, turn with me there for a moment. Chapter 4, verse 1 says to us, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. Many need to read this scripture today. But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. He went on to say there, but if our gospel be hid, saints of God, that's why we've got to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. He said, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. He said, in whom the God of this world, and we know the God of this world is nothing more than Satan himself. And the God of this world is busy. He's busy in the minds of those who are outside of the will of Almighty God. He said, in the God of the world, of this world, has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Oh, I have heard over the past few days so many disturbing things about how people feel today, about what it means to be saved, and about salvation in general. I tell you, it frightens me, saints of God, to think that people have such a distorted notion or it's distorted thinking about God in heaven and all of God's plan of salvation for mankind. But I know this comes because of the lack of the ministry, a true ministry preaching the word of God, a true ministry that's been called by Almighty God that takes on the responsibility and know that it is important for us to preach the word of God. As Paul told young Timothy, he told him to preach the word in season, out of season, when they want to hear it, when they don't want to hear it. You've got to preach the word of God. But no, we've gotten to the point where because many don't want to hear about how they are living, and many will say to you, well, don't judge me. We're living in a society that doesn't want to be judged, but they want to do everything that they are doing that they're big enough to do. And then when they get themselves into some trouble, then they want to call on the church. They want to hear, pray for this situation. Then we want to stand around and have vigils and sing Amazing Grace. Oh, yeah. God has amazing grace because God hasn't destroyed this old world. Because when God looks down and sees all the sin that is going on in this world, I know in my heart it has to disturb Almighty God. As sister pointed out even on yesterday, our God made us upright, but mankind has sought out many inventions. Mankind has gone around and told you it is okay for you to walk around with something hanging out of your mouth for the sake of the children. I'll say it that way because little Tatum picks up everything on a quick basis, and they think it's okay to walk around with something hanging out of your mouth. And then now we've got it where you go in and we'll go ahead and we'll just vape a little bit. And we'll run into the store, and you don't have to have that, but you can go in and get this other thing, and you can be vaping. Oh, and then I've got something else the devil says I can give to you that'll take you higher than the building, the top of a 10-story building, and you can feel a natural high up there. And no, then the devil doesn't stop there. He comes along and says, I can give you a little bit of this. All you got to do is drink it. And then you'll feel good. You'll get a natural buzz, and you won't know where you're at. But the devil doesn't tell you all the things that are going to happen from that. The devil doesn't tell you when that fall comes in, when you're down there sitting in your home alone, and you don't know God, and you're not able to call upon him, and you're not able to call out to him because you don't know him as your personal Lord and Savior. But see, it's my responsibility as the overseer, as the word of God has said for me to do, is to preach the word of God. It's to teach the word of God to you. You may not like it. You may look at me and say, Sister Renee, you are judging me. I say to you, it's not about me, but it's about what thus saith the Lord. Amen. What say if the scriptures, get in the word of God. Amen. And know what God is saying in the word. He says in Ezekiel, turn with me to Ezekiel 33 and look at what he says in the word of God there. Praise of God. He says there, Ezekiel the prophet, he said, again, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coat and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon what? His own head. See, we have a responsibility to preach the word of God, whether you like what thus saith the Lord or not. Because remember, the word comes to me first, and I have to live by Almighty God's word likewise. He goes on to say there,
he heard the sound, verse 5, of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him, but he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. Then look what he said in verse 6. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. You see, many that are standing in pulpits today are going to be responsible for a lot of souls, because they're not teaching the word of God. They're not telling people about sin and about coming to Jesus Christ, about building upon the rock of our salvation, and that rock is Jesus Christ. He went on to say there, so thou, O son of man, in verse 7, I have set thee as a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. See, it's a warning from Almighty God for all of us. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way. See, this is where it comes in, where they got to warn the wicked to turn from their wicked way. Sin is not prosperous. He goes on to say, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Praise yes. our God. And I mean to deliver my soul.
Amen.
You see, the plan of salvation was built before the foundation of the world. Our God has not changed. Therefore, his plan for mankind coming to him and the way in which we must be saved has not changed. You still must be born again. Paul and Silas, when they were there, you can read it in your leisure, in Acts, that 16th chapter, verses 20 to 31. They were there in prison. They told the jailer, they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. He didn't change what was said. John the Baptist, we were told in Matthew, the 3rd chapter, verse 2, he came preaching. He said, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then Peter, in his sermon, there in Acts, the 2nd chapter, he was there speaking. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. You see, all of them had the same message.
Amen.
And that message is what? Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. If someone tells you something different than that, you need to run as fast as you can from that individual, because they are not speaking the truth of God's eternal word.
That's right.
Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, I know you remember this song. Are you building on a strong foundation? He said, are you building on the rock, eternal? Or are you building on the sinking sand? Are you going to that home supernal and that bright, far-off, happy land? Are you building on a strong foundation? Can you stand the stormy sea of life? Mid the surging billows, wind commotion, do you conquer in the raging strife? Said, are you building on a strong foundation with an anchor that will keep the soul? See, Jesus is able to keep us if we're building on Jesus Christ. Living in his love and truth, unshaken, grounded firm and deep, though billows roll. Are you building on a strong foundation? Can you stand the awful judgment shock? Are you grounded in his great salvation, fastened like an anchor to the, are you anchored in the Lord? Are you fastened to the anchor, that rock, which is Jesus Christ? He goes on to say, are you building on the rock? Are you building on the rock? Are you building on the rock or on the sinking sand?
Yeah.
As the people of God, the foundation of Christ Jesus, has already been laid, and it is important for us to correctly build upon it. Paul, in our scripture reading, said, let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. In other words, if you are building from your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are building on the wrong foundation. You may say to yourself, why is this important? Because we are living in a day and time where mankind is trying to erode the message of Christ Jesus. You Bible students have read how Jude was concerned because of faith. The message of the gospel was and is under attack from false teachers who were and are spreading dangerous heresies. Jude, in that scripture, he urged us in verse 3, he said to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. He wanted us to contend against those who seek to undermine and erode it. Since this faith was entrusted to God's holy people, all believers, not just the ministry, are called to defend the truth of Jesus Christ. And since this faith was entrusted once for all, Jude's intent was to stand against those who claim to receive new revelations of truth. And saints of God, we've got to do the same today. There's no new revelation of truth. The word of God has already been established. Jesus has said so in the word of God. You see, through Christ's personal teaching and the work of the Holy Spirit, Jesus has already given the full message of truth to the apostles. You can read about it in John, the 14th chapter. Also, John 16, I ask you to read these in your leisure. Paul gives a similar warning not to let anyone pervert the gospel of Christ in Galatians. Turn with me there for a moment. He lets us know that in the word of God, oh, praise our God. He tells us there in Galatians, that first chapter, he says there in verse 6, he said, I marvel that you are soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Saints of God, we don't want to be moved from the grace of Christ. We don't want to be moved from the word of God, what we know to be truth, what we are standing on in the word of God. He went on to say, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. He said, but though we or an angel from heaven, he went on to say, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Oh, there's a warning here. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach on any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Then we know later on there in chapter 3 of this same scripture, this same book in Galatians, look at what Paul says to there, to the church there at Galatia. He says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set for crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Receive you the Spirit by the work of the law or by the hearing of faith. Saints of God, we don't want anyone to try to come in and to bewitch us. That's why we've got to be careful. That's why we are warned in the word of God how we are to receive the word of God. That's why we are told, even in the second epistle of John, brother read it on Wednesday night. We are told in that second epistle, verse 10, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, says, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Don't tell him, oh, you be blessed. What you're teaching is wrong, but God bless you. That's offering them Godspeed. The word of God tells us, do not bid them Godspeed. Praise our God. Thank God for his word. See, we've been entrusted with it. God has spoken, and any new, continual, or special revelations of truth are to be rejected. The two basic teachings are false false teachings Jude contend with. Let's go back to Jude, which are stated in verse 4. Look at what he says. He said, for there are certain men, and I know our dear brother, and they touched on this I shouldn't just say touch, but they went through this during our Bible study week. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. Are we seeing that happen today, saints of God? People right now aren't even taking the word of God seriously. They're not even taking the things of God seriously. People joke around so much about God, and they think everything is such a joke. You have folks around that joke around and act like they're preaching and playing games because they go to so many funerals and they hear so much junk coming out from those who are preaching funerals when the person they know that's laying in the casket never lived for God. Some of them never even graced the house of God. And many of them are saying they're now living with Jesus. And they're telling you how that they are now saints of God. You can't be a saint of God after you die if you weren't one before you die.
Amen.
You may say to me, oh, amen. Sister Renee, that's judging. No, it's not. Because once this voice is hushed, if you have not made your confession to Almighty God prior to God hushing your voice, then you are not a child of the King. Because then after death, no matter what anyone tells you, you are not going to be able to whisper to Almighty God, Lord, forgive me of my sins when you're dead. It is in this life, the day you hear his voice, you got to call upon Almighty God. You got to ask God to forgive you of your sins. And you got to know that God is able to forgive you and that God can save you. And not only save you, I want you to know God can keep you. The word of God said he can save to the uttermost. Our God can, and when he saves you to the uttermost, our God is able to keep. How many know what I'm talking about? He's able to keep you through the storms of life. He's able to keep you when someone breaks in and steals your money out of your account. Amen. He's able to keep you when someone breaks into your home. He's able to keep you when someone runs into your car and they may not have insurance. He's able to keep you when your body is racked with cancer. He's able to keep you when they may tell you and you go in and they say to you, oh, you only have 2 days to live. Our God is still able to keep you in those 2 days. He's able to keep you when your body is racked with arthritis. He's able to keep you when your arms are stretched out and you cannot move. I serve a God that is able to keep. I serve a God that has never lost a battle. I serve a God that is worthy of our praise. The sisters sang about it this morning. That's the kind of God that we serve. We serve a God when there was a man named Daniel thrown into the lion's den. And he was thrown in there with those hungry lions. And then the king, Darius, went in there and thought he was going to go to sleep. He went down there, but Daniel was right there in the midst of all of those lions. And Daniel went and lay down and went to sleep. But Darius was up most of the night. He was worried. And when he came back and he looked in there, he didn't see Daniel eaten up by those lions. But he saw Daniel in there, right? And Daniel was right there. And Daniel could be, then Darius, let's go over to the scripture. I believe it's in Daniel, the 6th chapter. I have so many in my mind right now, but praise be to Almighty God. Oh, praise our God. And look at what it says there in the word of God when he was there, because Daniel would not bow to the decree of the king that was there. And Daniel, the word of God said, Daniel prayed 3 times. He kneeled. It's in Daniel, the 6th chapter. I'm over in verse 10. He said he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day, and he prayed and gave thanks before God. Had you prayed and thanked God for what God has brought you through? Had you prayed because you know the enemy is getting ready to do something to you? Pray and ask Almighty God. It said he did as he did 4 times. And then these men, he said, these men assembled about found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. See, Daniel was not ashamed of God. Are you ashamed of God this afternoon? If you say to me, I'm not ashamed of God, then I say, you tell the world, I serve Almighty God. And when you tell him you serve Almighty God, live like you're serving. Praise God. He went on to say there, then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall he be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, guarded not thee. See, they were telling him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you know, there's always someone that's going to run and tell.
Yes.
Oh, they're not. He's not doing right. He don't regard you, king. Making it worse than what it is. He don't regard you, king, nor the degree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times. See, they were watching Daniel. Saints of God, this lets us know somebody's watching us. This lets us know somebody is watching us. You may say, oh, the saints don't see me, but somebody else does. This is letting us know here. Because, see, they knew he was making his petition to Almighty God three times a day. Our children are watching. We heard this by Brother Ron on Wednesday night, how he said his little grandbaby is 3 years old. Reminded when he got back here, he reminded his dad and reminded the family, oh, Grandpa, pray before he ate. We need to pray before we eat our meal. Praise our God. Yeah, these little ones are watching us. He said, then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king. See, they got together again. Oh, malice or something, didn't it?
Yes.
Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians, reminding them of things, that no degree nor stature which the king established may be changed. Let them know. You know, king, nothing that you said can be changed. Oh, if people only had that same stamina for Almighty God.
Amen.
And when somebody comes up and tries to change and say, no, the word of God cannot be changed. Praise our God. He said, then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will see. The king knew something about God. Saints of God, this lets us know that those that are out there in the world, they know something about God.
Mm-hmm.
Let you and I not live right.
Mm.
They'll tell us. I thought you were so righteous and holy. I thought you were so saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. See, the world is watching us, saints of God. He said, and a stone was brought, I'm in verse 17, and laid upon the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet. And with the signet of his Lord, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Oh, my. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him. And his sleep went from him, meaning he had a sleepless night. He couldn't sleep because what he knew he was doing was wrong. You hear people all the time say, oh, I was up all night long. But you see, when you serve Jesus, you don't have to be up all night long. God can give you rest. I know there are some times, saints of God, when we might be laboring for something or we might be praying about something, but not because of evil that we're up all hours of the night. No. Praise our God. He said, then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God, praise our God. Give him praise and glory to our God. My God, as in Daniel didn't say, no, I got up on my own. No, Daniel went on to say, my God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt. They have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Daniel, let him know, yeah. I've done no wrong to you. I've only been praying to my God, who is able to do all things. Then was the king exceedingly glad to him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions. Oh, and the den and the lion, the good old men. The den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. Brother spoke about this on Wednesday night. You see, when God back then, he'll pass judgment right away.
Yeah.
And back then, many of it was the whole family, saints.
That's right.
Praise be to God for mercy and grace. Amen.
Yeah.
And the lions had the mastery of them and break all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. Praise our God. See, when you serve God, you can stand in a lion's den. You can stand in a fiery furnace. Oh, you can stand when the enemy comes in like a flood. But you know the Spirit of the Lord is going to lift up a standard against him. You're able to stand when a neighbor gets out of sorts. You're able to stand when you're standing in the grocery store and people are acting up. You're able to stand if you're on a plane and folks jump up and want to open up the door and all these crazy things that are going on. You're able to take a stand for Almighty God because you know your God is in control. You may say to me, oh, Sister Renee, people of God have died. Yes, we have died too. But you know one thing about it? If you die in the Lord. Yeah. Praise our
Thank
God.
You,
That's what you live for. You live so that if you die in the Lord. Praise our God. Praise our God. What does it mean to contend for the faith? Look at verse 20 and 21 of Jude. Jude tells us to build yourself up in the faith. We are to keep pressing ourselves to grow spiritually, saints of God. A big part of our spiritual development involves reading and studying the eternal word of God so that we know and understand it. That's why it alarms me when I hear some that say they're saved and they don't even open a Bible during the week. They don't even read the word of God. How do you live without your spiritual food? In the natural, you don't go every day without eating. There may be times fast and you go without it. But we've said this before. There are those in the natural who eat six little mini meals. How about eating six little mini meals of the word of God? How about getting in and eating and partaking of the word of God so you'll know what thus saith the Lord? So you'll understand what God is saying in the word of God. And truly, saints of God, I say this. The Spirit of the Lord is bringing it to me, but I say it. There's times when I've been late on getting out the morning message. And there are many who have called, who have texted me and said, Sister, where's my message? This is my word for the day. I'm thinking, your only word for the day? Praise our God. Oh, we've got to do our best for the Master.
Praise God.
We are to do our best at all times. We need to present ourselves to God as one who's approved unto God. Paul said in 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, to show thyself approved unto God. I know many say this belongs to the ministry, but I believe it belongs to all who say they're children of God. I can't imagine getting on there on Wednesday nights when brother has to lead the service and brother hadn't studied the word of God. And he gets on there and he's trying to wing it. How would we feel if brother's on there stumbling over all the stuff and he has studied the word of God, God would have for us? Or how would it be if you saw me get up here and I hadn't studied for the message? and God, and you didn't have anything to be able to live on or to eat on for your spiritual food for the week. Oh, yeah, the enemy's ready for us. The enemy's going to be there. Oh, the enemy is sitting out there waiting for us right now because the enemy knows we are getting fed the word of God, not because I'm preaching it, because it's coming from Almighty God. And so the enemy is going to be out there ready for you and I. But how would you feel to come here and sit around and we joke and jester and carry on and you haven't received the word of God? How would you feel we come to Sunday school and sit down and the teachers in our Sunday school, the brother Levester, sister, and all of them that are teaching the Sunday school lessons, they sit down there and joke and play around and not teach the word of God? Oh, praise our God. Paul said to him in 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You see, the inspired word of God has the power to teach. We're told that in 2 Timothy 3, 16 through 17. It also has the power to train, to rebuke, and correct us in righteousness, so that as God's servants, we are wholly equipped for every good work to Almighty God. Also, we must pray in the Spirit. By praying under the direction of the Holy Spirit, we receive help in our human weaknesses to understand God's truth. And we will not be deceived by false teachers. We are to keep ourselves in God's love. Staying in God's love means living by faith and being obedient to God's eternal word. Praise God. Jesus told us in John 15, verse 10, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. You see, we are to obey God because he has drawn our hearts and won our allegiance to him. The ultimate expression of our obedience to Almighty God is showing through our loving others. Praise God. Then we are to wait and with hope. Do you have hope this afternoon? I'm not talking about a wishful hope, but I'm talking about a hope in Jesus Christ. You see, to contend for the faith, we must keep the fire of hope alive in our hearts. Because I tell you right now, saints of God, in our world today, there is nothing to hope for. But I thank God our hope is in Jesus Christ. When Jude said to wait, when he said, look for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, he is referring to living every moment of our life with a confident expectation that Jesus Christ may return at any moment. That's why we must be ready to go. Praise our God. You see, all of us are one day closer to eternity than we were yesterday. And God wants us to have assurance of our salvation. And the best way to do that is to continue building on the foundation of Jesus Christ. As Brother Byron shared with us two Sundays ago, I believe it was, or maybe it was last Sunday, the choir has sung the song, Getting Ready to Leave This World. Brother said that we have to get to a point where we are ready. Oh, praise our God. And I told Brother, I said, I thought about it. Because I remember, and Brother and I were talking, we remember our Elder Wilbur. And Elder Wilbur always said to us, know what you're singing. And saints, we got to know what we're singing. Yeah, I understand the words and what they say there and what they mean. But yes, we've got to be ready to go. Look at what Peter said there in 2 Peter 1, verse 10. He says to us in the word of God, he said, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust. I think I've got the wrong one. I believe it's in 1 Peter, probably. Hold on here for a second. Oh, my God. He lets us know there in the word of God. Turn here for a moment. 1 Peter 1:10. He said, wherefore the rather, brethren, he tells us, give diligence to make your calling in election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. He went on to say there, he said, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Saints of God, Peter is saying that as brethren, we are to live out this Christian life in the power of the Holy Spirit. Our Christian walk is more than simply honoring Jesus with our lips. We've got to know for sure how Jesus lives with you and I. When we profess that we are saved and we profess that we know Jesus Christ, we've got to ever be growing in our walk and make sure that our peace calling is an election sure, that if Jesus would come back today or we would be called home, we know exactly where we will spend eternity. Amen. Praise our God. He went on to say there in verse 12, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them. You may say, oh, Sister Renee, we already know these things. But Peter is letting us know, though you know them and be established in the present truth, yet I think it me, as long as I am in this tabernacle, meaning as long as he was in that vessel serving Almighty God, he was there to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. That is what the preaching of the Word of God is all about, to stir us up, to put us in remembrance, so we'll know how our Christian walk ought to be, how we ought to serve Jesus Christ, how Jesus suffered and died for you and I. For those of us who profess salvation and you never are growing in your walk with God, that means there's something going on in your life. That means you need to get to Almighty God and ask God, Lord, where is it that I am lacking? Where is it that I need to step up? Because God wants all of us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Almighty God. You see, when you're growing in the grace of God, you're not going to be stumbling around with all the things that are going on. You're not going to be running after every wind of doctrine and things that are being said, but you're going to be settled in Almighty God. Praise our God. There are those right now who've been saved for a long time, and they're still stumbling at the things of God. Many believe that trying to be saved, that no one can live righteously, that no one can live godly in this present world. Oh, but we are warned in both the Old Testament and the New Testament about honoring our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is what we've been studying in Sunday school lesson. And I thank God, and Sister read it earlier, Sister Carol did, Brother had her read it. He said there in the Word, in our commentary said, the Bible is God's written Word. Jesus is his living Word. Do you believe that? Jesus is God's message to us that says, I will save you. I will make your soul alive. I will live in you. I will help you to live holy. Is Jesus helping us? Is the Spirit of the God helping you to live a holy life for Jesus Christ? Or are you hitting and missing at every point? None of us ought to be hitting and missing. We ought to be right on target for Almighty God. Why? Because we know what thus saith the Lord. He goes on to say God's message through the Bible and his message through Jesus agree perfectly. You know, God and Jesus didn't have a different message. Neither did the Holy Spirit. Amen. When Jesus gave the Holy Spirit the Comforter, he didn't come with his own agenda, but he came with the same message. He came with the same Word of God that's to save our souls. He went on to say they can never disagree because both are from God.
Amen.
Nevertheless, the second is greater than the first. My. Oh, saints of God, it is important for us to know how to live before we die. Turn with me to Ezekiel, again, the 33rd chapter. Our day and time right now shows us that we've got to shore up our walk. All of us, make sure our peace calling is an election sure with Almighty God. Christian walk, as we said, is more than simply honoring Jesus with our lips. You got to honor him in the way we are living for him. Look at what it says there in Ezekiel 33, verse 31 says, and they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. Oh, I don't want to be like this, but I want to do all that God would have for me to do. He said, and when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a prophet has been among them. Then in Isaiah, the 29th chapter, we told these words. Look at what it says there in verse 13 of Isaiah. It says, wherefore the Lord saith, for as much as this people draw near to me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me. And living in a time right now, people's mouths, they're all, people are walking around, oh, you be blessed, I'm blessed. Isn't God good? God is good all the time. They're saying all kinds of wonder. They honor God with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men. And then Jesus solidified it over in Matthew. Turn with me and look at what Jesus said in Matthew, the 15th chapter. Praise our God. Starting there with the 8th verse of Matthew 15. He said, this people draw nigh, he said, unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of man. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, we got to be careful. We don't want to be tied up in formalism. We want to be living for Almighty God. We want to make sure of our calling. We want to know that when we leave this life, where our eternal home is, praise our God. And we can know that, and we can know it for sure where we will leave, when we leave this world, where we will spend eternity. What are you saying? Sister Renee, 1 John 5 says to us in verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal. Do you know this afternoon if you have eternal life? And that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Praise our God. You see, when you know you have eternal life, you'll be living a testimony of the power of God, how God has changed your life. How many know what I'm talking about this afternoon? That is why it is important for us to know how our work is going to stand up against hell's fire. Paul, in our scripture reading this morning, went on to say in verse 11 there, he said, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid. We're over in 1 Corinthians 3. He went on to say, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He said, now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, he said, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. He went on to say there, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. You see, the church of God is standing on a firm foundation. The church of God has stood the test of time, and it will still be standing in the end. It's important for us to know that our hope, our faith, our salvation stands on and in this sure foundation. Praise God. We're told there in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, turn with me there for a moment. And look at what the word of God says there. He said, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye are also builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Saints of God, I thank God for knowing the Word of God. I thank God for knowing that the Word of God was not just written by some men. Some old man just turned around and said, I'm going to write the Word of God. But I thank God to know what the Word of God says. Holy men of God. Holy men of God wrote the Word of God. We heard this even on yesterday. Oh, well, some man wrote the Bible. No, it wasn't just some men that wrote the Bible. Look at what the Word of God says to you and I in the Word of God. How the Word of God came to us. He says there in 2 Peter, this is how we got to know the Word of God. How we got to get in and study. So when people come up and say any old thing to us, that we'll know that the Word of God was written by holy men of God. These men of God, they were the apostles and they were the prophets. They received the Word from God and they shared it with their generation. Look at what it says here. He says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scriptures of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were what? Moved by the Holy Ghost. They didn't just come and say, I'm just going to write John 3:16, for God so loved the world, and not know anything. No. These holy men came. It came from God. It came from the will of, not by the will of man, but it came by holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And when they shared the Word of God, people heard it. They believed it. They were saved by it. They took the message seriously that they had been given. And they were built upon it by sharing with the next generation. That's what you and I have got to do. That's what the ministry is charged with, that we've got to share the Word of God. We are to draw people to God through the Word of God. Jesus said in John 12, verse 32, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. You see, this gospel message is about Jesus. That's what we learned this morning in our Sunday school lesson. Our subject or our topic this morning in Sunday school was Jesus and the Bible. It's all about Jesus Christ. He went on this. We will go on to say here in our message, you see, this gospel message is about Jesus. The cross was not to be looked at as a symbol of shame for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we learned on last Lord's Day, he could have called 10,000 angels. However, that was not God's plan for Jesus Christ. You see, in running the race of life, we are to look to the joy of Jesus at the end of his race. Hebrews 12 tells us in verse 2, for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Oh, Jesus kept his eyes on the same place you and I ought to. His own future exaltation, or exaltation, I should say, at the Father's right hand with the completion of our salvation and our eternal home in heaven with him. This was his joy, thanks of God. Oh, yes, there were obstacles the devil tried to put in his way. Two were mentioned there in our scripture we just read in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, the cross and the shame. The cross, no doubt, stands for all the pain and abandonment and spiritual darkness of those hours as our Lord and Savior hung there. But shame is the one agony of the cross, which the author also mentioned there in the Word of God. He said that Jesus despised it, meaning he looked shame in the face. Oh, saints of God. Oh, when he looked shame in the face, he saw you and he saw me. Praise our God. And our Savior endured that cross for you and I. Why? Because he knew that he was the only remedy
for our sins. Praise be to Almighty God. He accomplished what he was sent here to do. God sent his son into this world to redeem us back to him. Without Jesus, we would not be able to see Almighty God. What are you saying, Sister Renee? We are told that no one has ever seen God. That's what the word of God says. But look at what Jesus said. Jesus lets us know in John 14:9, he that has seen me has seen the Father. It's in the spirit. Remember, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, we were asked on yesterday, how do you believe in a God you've never seen? How do you believe in a God that you've never seen upon this earth? Oh, I can believe because I walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. That's what my salvation is all about. It's about faith in the word of God, faith in what I've read in the word of God, faith in the things that I've seen God has done for me. That's why the word of God tells us in Hebrews the 12th chapter, he says there in the 11th chapter in the first verse, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. No, we have not seen Almighty God, but I have faith to believe in God. I've seen God work in my life. I've seen God work in your life. I've seen what God has changed me from. That is why that you want to say, if you want to know about Jesus, you've got to have faith. If you've seen Jesus Christ, you've seen him through a personal relationship with him. You've seen the Father, Almighty God, because you've seen Jesus. You see, at the cross, Jesus Christ brought salvation to those who believe and judgment to those who refuse to believe in him. And God's wisdom and God's holiness, the cross opened the way to the Father for all mankind. And we know that that way is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He declared it in the word of God. Look at what he says there in John, the 10th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment and look at what our Savior says in the word of God. He says there in verse 7, starting there in the word, he said, verily, verily, he says, I say unto you, he said, I am the door of the sheep. He went on to say, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. He went on to say, I am the door. Do you believe that Jesus is the door? Be said by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. You got to enter in order for you to be saved. Praise our God. He went on to say, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Have you found your spiritual food now that you're in Jesus? Have you gotten into the word of God? Are you like John was in Revelation? When he was told to take it and eat all of it, are you eating the word of God? Are you meditating on it? Are you allowing it there to be there? See, that's what the angel told when the angel came to John there. Back in, we're going to come back here to John in a second, but back in Revelation, that 10th chapter, look at what he says. John says there in that verse 9. He says there, and I went unto the angel and said unto him, let me go back to verse 7 there. But in the days of the voice, the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished, as he has declared to this his servants, the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me, and the voice of God is speaking today. He said unto me again and said, go and take the little book which opened in the hand of the angel, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. Oh, my God. He said, and I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. Have you found the word to be sweet as honey in your mouth? And as soon as I had eaten, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me,
thou must prophesy again before many people and nations and tongues and kings. See, John had a responsibility. The words of God's judgment are in the word of God. And John was to speak the word of God, just as we are to speak it today. You think about it. Because Jesus is the word. We've studied that. We've learned that. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. Jesus Christ is the word of God. Let us go back over to John, the 10th chapter. And let us finish up there. And look what he says there. He says there, the thief cometh not. Verse 10. But for to steal and to kill and destroy, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Oh, are you having life more abundantly in Jesus Christ? Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus, for life in thee. Thank you, Lord God, for being the good shepherd. That's why David could say in the Psalms, and we know it well, saints of God, the Lord is my shepherd. Is God your shepherd this afternoon? I shall not want. Praise our God. Amen. That one is not only in food, but it's also in our spiritual, saints of God, in our spiritual food. We don't have to want for nothing. Why? Because we have the word of God. We've just got to open it up, and we've got to get into it and begin to eat the word of God and begin to live by it. He went on to say, he making me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. See, the word of God will be your guidance. It will be your direction. Have you found that to be
Praise
so?
God.
When the things are going on all around you, you can get into the word of God and begin to read and see why things are happening as they are happening. He went on to say he restored my soul. And then when things are happening so much, and you began to get in and read the Psalms, and you stay in there in that 121st division of Psalms, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Then your soul is restored into Almighty God. He went on to say there, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness. Are you led in the path of righteousness by reading the word of God? He said, for his name's sake. Oh, then David went on to tell you and I, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, saints of God, we are walking right now through the valley of the shadow of death. He said, I will fear no evil. David went on to let you and I know that we can have confidence in God when our world is in the chaotic state that it is in right now. You and I can still have confidence in Almighty God. He said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Do you believe God is with you? Do you believe God is right there by your side? Do you believe that he is your divine protection? He is in your divine presence, is with you everywhere you go. He went on to say, thy rod and thy staff, meaning your spirit and your word and your spirit, they comfort me. Have you been comforted by the word of God? Have you been comforted by the spirit of God? Jesus told us the word. He said, I will leave you. I will not leave you comfortless, but I will send the comforter. And what do you do when you have a comforter in the natural sense? You get all in it and snug up and put it all around you. That's what you do with the Holy Spirit of God. He is our comforter, saints of God. He is a comforter when we're going through the trials of life. He's a comforter when we are weeping and in sorrow. Our comforter is the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. He'll comfort us when the tears are flowing down our face, when our tears are being the ones that are speaking for you and I. He'll comfort us when death comes to a loved one. How many have found that to be so? He is the greatest comforter that there ever was and that there will ever be. Praise be to Almighty God. He went on to say there, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You know, saints of God, even in the midst of all that is going on, you and I can get fat in Almighty God. We can eat up all this word of God and we can be full in the Spirit of God. He said, thou anointed my head with oil. Praise be to Almighty God. My cup runneth over. Is your cup running over this afternoon? Is it running over for Jesus Christ? Are you building on the foundation, on the rock of Jesus? Then you ought to praise Almighty God. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. I found that to be so, saints of God. The mercy of God has followed us through the trials of life. Amen. Can you say that this afternoon? Amen. Oh, I know Sister Carol can witness to the mercy that God has bestowed upon her. Not only Sister Carol, but you and I can all witness mercy. Amen. And God's goodness. Amen. He said, shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell where? In the house of the Lord. What? Praise our God. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Praise our God. Jesus broke those chains that had us bound. Praise our God. He set us free. Free that we can build on the foundation.
Amen.
Praise our God. We can lift him up. And we can know that we live for God, who's able to carry us through. And the storms of life are beating, thanks of God. Oh, we've got to know that our anchor's holding.
Amen.
Our anchor holds against the solid rock. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for your word.
Amen.
Thank you for your presence.
Praise.
Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us.
Praise.
So we got to lift him up, saints of God. When you lift up Jesus, he said he will draw all men unto him. Oh, saints of God, to everyone that's listening in, we got to be careful how we live this life. We got to be careful how we walk. We got to be careful how we are out there in this old world. See, it's not about hearing me, but it's about hearing the word of God. It's about believing the message that has been on record. And that message is, thus Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior. Praise be to Almighty God.
Amen.
You see, this is the gospel message that we've got to pass down to the next generation and to another generation so that God can continue to add to the family of God. Praise our God. See, our security is received in knowing that Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone himself. Jesus Christ is to the church what the cornerstone is to any building. He is the essential component. And without Jesus, we are nothing. If we are wrong when it comes to him, then everything we build on this foundation is going to be faulty. But if we get the truth concerning Jesus Christ and we make sure it is correct and we understand who he is and what he did so that the church could come into existence, everything we build on him will be strong and it will be enduring. Do you believe that this afternoon? Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, I know the Lord showed me when we're not going to be able to finish this message. I thank God. Praise our God.
Praise your name.
Oh, saints of God. Praise our God. I was so troubled on yesterday after hearing the man. Saints of God, we have a work to do. As we build on this foundation. Lord willing, we'll continue. Lord willing, next week. The church of God is standing strong.
Praise.
We are building upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. He is the rock of our salvation. God bless you is my prayer.
Praise.
Praise our God. Thank God for his word.
Praise.
Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
He is that spiritual rock.
Amen.
He is the living water out of the rock.
Amen.
Praise God. And we have to drink of that living water.
Amen. Amen.
Out of the rock.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Then sing that song. Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Praise.
Amen. Amen.
Praise.
Sinking sand will come to naught, but
amen. Amen.
Anchored in Jesus, we can stand. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Are we building
God
on the rock? Amen. 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 What shall we sing? Worship the Lord, number 397. Shall we stand?
Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Praise.
Lord, take the first place.
Amen.
It's just like when you go back even to Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Cain and Abel gave sacrifice unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Abel gave of the firstlings of his flock.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord wants first place.
Amen.
The Lord wants our best.
Amen.
And give of our best to the master, because anything else won't do. We don't want to give just any old thing to the Lord. We don't want to give seconds and irregulars to the Lord. We want the Lord to take the first place in our heart.
Amen.
I yield to the Savior, forsaking my all, from sinful things now I will forth. To thee I surrender, for mercy I call. Come take the first place in my heart. Pastor Jenkins, let's talk about singing and singing the words and meaning. the words. Now, the verse we just sang says, "O come, gentle spirit." It's talking to the Holy Spirit. It says, "Don't leave me, I pray." Because we know that if out of this earthly house of this tabernacle is not prepared and fit for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, he will leave. And that second verse goes on to say, "From thee I will never depart." We don't want to sing a lie to the Lord. We have to have a made-up mind to stand on the rock of Jesus and be resolved never to depart. He says, "I come to thee now, for I cannot delay. Lord, take the first place in my heart." He will not take what we don't willingly give. So that when we sing this song, we want to sing it with the spirit and with the understanding. And if we say, "Well, Lord, I want to serve you. I want to serve you more," then we have an altar. You can come and stand before the Lord and say, "Lord, I want you to have first place in my heart. Lord, I'm not sure that I've surrendered all." You can come and you can pray and say, "Lord, I want to surrender everything to you." Because we have to be honest with the Lord and honest with ourselves. "Lord, I want you to have first place in my heart. I want to yield everything to thee." Amen. 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 So when we sing, we want to sing with the spirit and with the understanding. Amen. We'll sing those last two verses.
"I cannot be long, Lord, for thee I will live. Forgiveness, O Savior, implore. If I will confess, thou wilt freely forgive and take the first place in my heart. Oh, take the first place in
another. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. May be seated. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for his spirit. We thank God for his faithful spirit talking to us through his word, letting us know that he has higher heights, deeper depths for us in him, letting us know that we must anchor in Jesus in order to stand the storms of life. Letting us know that we can come to him and bring all of our burdens to him. He will strengthen us and establish us on the rock that is our Christ Jesus, our Lord, our Savior. Amen, amen. Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word today. Lord, we thank you, dear God, because you have spoken truth to our hearts, dear God. Father, we know, dear God, you sanctify us through your truth, dear God, because your word is true. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember this dear soul, dear God, who's at the altar. Father, you know, dear God, Lord, what she's crying out for, dear God. And, Lord, she's come, Lord, to the only one who can supply it. And so, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, that you would help her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, Lord, your anointing, dear God, upon Sister Kiba and Pastor Jenkins, dear God. Lord, help them, dear God, that are laboring, dear God, at the altar, dear Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would help her, dear God. Help her, dear Father, to get, dear God, the peace, dear God, that she needs. Help her, Lord, to get anchored, Lord, in thee. Help her, Lord. We know, dear God, that, Lord, in your rock, dear God, Lord, we can be stabilized, dear Father. Lord, we can be stabilized, dear God. And, Lord, those things, dear God, which seem to be uncertain, dear God, you can make certain in our lives, dear Father. Knowing, dear God, that you're able, dear Father, to establish us, Lord, and keep us. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless the Father in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, dear God, that, Lord, we each, Lord, need to be standing and stable in thee, dear God. Lord, we don't want to be unsteady. Dear God, we don't want to be even unsteady as water, dear God, even as Reuben was declared to be, even in the Old Testament, dear God. But, Lord, we don't want to be unsteady, dear God, but we want to know what the will of the Lord is in our lives, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless. Lord, remember each heart and each mind, dear God, who heard your word today, dear God. Help us, Lord, Father, to eat all of it, dear God, even as Pastor Jenkins preached to us, dear God. Lord, in our mouth it may be sweet, in our belly it may be bitter, but Lord, we know, dear God, that all of it is for us, dear God. Lord, that we might know, dear Father, what your will is for us, that we might know, dear God, what your word, what this great plan of salvation, Lord, is supplying for us, dear God. And Lord, that we might know, Lord, what you require of us in this life. Father, we pray, dear God, for each soul that heard your word, dear God, whether it be in the building, dear Father, or whether it was on the phone, dear God, or whether, dear Father, it was on the computer. Lord, you know what each stand in need of. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, if there are lost souls, dear Father, Lord, who heard your word, Father, we pray, dear God, that they would, Lord, by faith believe it, dear God, that they would by faith receive it, dear God, even to the salvation of their very souls. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, if there were any who didn't quite understand, we know, dear God, that you're able to open understanding, dear Father. Lord, for we know, dear God, that it's not your will, dear God, that we be ignorant of your word. We know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to help, dear Father, to understand, Lord, how we must live before you, dear God, that we may live a life that is pleasing and right in your sight. Lord, if we are to be called your children, then, Father, we must be obedient to your word, dear God, and to your will for our lives, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would Bless us, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Jenkins, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for giving her your word to preach to us, dear Father. We pray, dear God, that your work, dear, that your word, dear Father, would bring forth fruit in us, dear God. Lord, that we may be examples of believers, dear God, to those that we come in contact with. Lord, for those of us, dear God, who will speak to someone this week, dear God, about their soul, dear Father, or someone who may ask us to pray for them, dear God. Lord, how give us, Lord, your word, dear Father, that we may explain, dear God, what it means, dear Father, for us to pray for them, that we may explain what it means, dear God, to be able to get a prayer through, dear God. Lord, that we may be able to explain, dear God, how it is important for them, dear Father, to come to you, dear God, Lord, and cry out and be saved, Lord, that they may be able to pray for themselves, dear God, to know, dear God, that you are a prayer-answering God. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would bless us, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to measure to your word, dear God. Lord, we don't want to be lacking in anything, dear God. Lord, we want you to have first place, dear God. We want to be fully yielded to thee, dear God. Lord, that in whatever, Lord, you have for us in our lives, dear God, we may say, yes, Lord, yes, dear God, have your way. Lord, we thank you again for your word, and we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, and manifest yourself, Lord, in our lives, dear God, that we may do all, Lord, that you require of us. Lord, we pray again, Lord, that you would remember Pastor Jenkins, dear God. Bless her, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for being faithful, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for her preaching of your eternal word, Lord, to deliver even her own soul, dear God, this day. Have your way and make us a blessing. And truly, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise, Lord. Remember Sister Keeba in a very special way, dear God. Have your way, Lord, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the message today. Thank God for his messenger. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Sister Holmes. Yes. Mhm. Yes.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for you, Sister Holmes. Amen. We thank the Lord. Thank God for you and for your testimony, and you know, thinking that how the, you know, the word says, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord, and it went on to say, and their works do follow them. And the work that Sister Wigfall did in talking to you and bringing you to the Church of God, that work that she did is following her as a testimony, and you've testified to that. And there are works that you've done in our lives as we were coming up and coming along and learning. And where you see the evidence of the results of the work that you've done in the Lord. And I was talking to Brother Maurice, it had been last week, and we were talking, just talk about the saints and talking about you, Sister Holmes, and how God truly has blessed you so much, and to the place where we were
just youngsters coming along, and you were Sunday school superintendent and just working just so much with us. We were children and young people. And now, and Vacation Bible School, and just so in so many ways that God used you to bless and to bring us along, and God saved our souls. And now it's a privilege. It's a privilege. And I told Brother Reese, I said, and now Sister Holmes is calling me Sister Blake, and calling you Brother Maurice, and us as we were coming along as children, and now she's calling us sister and brother.
Great.
And I thought, what a mighty God we serve. as Pastor Jenkins said, you're a mother of the church, and yet you call us sister. And it's such a privilege.
Praise God.
It's such a privilege that God has lifted us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He raised us up together and caused us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus right here and now. And I thank God for what he has done. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank God.
Thank God
for his goodness. Sister Carol. Yes. And my follow-up question would be, why would you want to? Just the question. Amen. Praise our God.
Amen. Thank God. Our God. What a mighty God.
What a mighty God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank God.
It's like I always seem to misplace my bulletin somehow.
I just stuck mine here.
I did. Thank you. Our announcements for Sunday, July 18th, 2020. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you.
My.
But I will teach you the good and the right way. Food pantry services will start back up on Saturday, August 28th, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m., Lord willing. Please pray for this work. The canister is available for contributions toward the November turkey giveaway to the community. Did you have a question, Haley? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Wednesday night prayer meeting and Bible study will be at 7 p.m. Oh, I think she was reading along with me. It's all right. At 7 p.m. by phone. And we thank God. On last Wednesday, the phones were good. We thank God. We've been praying. And it's clear. Yes. We thank God for that. Amen. Amen. That's Pastor, the same God that can clear up that phone. Amen. That's the same God that kept the rain away yesterday.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Happy birthday blessings to Brother Robert Williams. Today, Sister Vivian Holmes on the 20th of July. And if you weren't here, you missed the big silver balloon that said 95. Amen. We thank God for that. Happy anniversary blessings. Brother and Sister Pierre Johnson Jr. on the 19th. Amen. I believe that's tomorrow, isn't it? Amen. Sister Marguerite, how many years will it be? Six. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. God bless you. Happy anniversary. That's right, brother. You come on in. Happy anniversary. Amen. Amen. We thank God for blessing Sister Millicent this morning and the man for driving, and we'll ask the Lord, please, to bless and lift up Brother Pierre Johnson, Jr. He's scheduled to drive on next Lord's Day, so lift him up in prayer this week that the Lord will give him traveling mercies. Amen. So we will pray, ahead of time. Our thought for today, the reason I'm old and wise is because God protected me when I was young and stupid. I'm going to read that one more time. The reason I'm old and wise is because God protected me when I was young and stupid. Well, praise God.
Thank God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Again, we're so thankful for God blessing the Holmes for her birthday, her 95th birthday, God willing, on Tuesday, July the 20th. And we thank God for her. We know we had a celebration yesterday, and our family members and so on, and some of the saints were able to be there. Some of the saints weren't able to be there. And so we have cake. We have cake. And so Brother Pierre brought it up so that Sister Holmes could see the whole cake before it's cut. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Sister Holmes. God bless and keep you. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Well, there have been many times in the past, many times when I've had birthdays, it's been my birthday and my phone would ring. And I'd pick it up and say hello, and there'd be a voice on the other end singing happy birthday to me. And it would be, many times it would be Sister Holmes. And so it's only right that we say happy birthday to her as well. Amen. We thank God for you, for your life, for the testimony. For your life, that is a testimony to the goodness of God. Amen. Sister Carol. Amen. 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 Praise God. And cake will be after close of service. You can go downstairs and get a piece of cake. And just thank God. Amen. So as we close, we'll stand. Let us stand to be dismissed, and we'll look to the Lord to dismiss us, and we'll also thank God. Anytime I put anything into my mouth, I thank God for it. Amen. Amen. So we'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, dear God, for this service this day. We thank you, dear Father, for raining down, dear Father, upon us, dear Lord, your eternal word, dear Father. Lord, even as a gentle rain, dear God, coming down, dear Father, being just watering, dear Father, our very souls and being exactly what we need. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to hide your word in our hearts, dear God. Lord, that we not sin against thee. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, even for the birthday that is being celebrated, the birthday anniversaries, dear God, that are being celebrated, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, Lord. We thank you, dear Father, even for the dessert, dear Father, that's been provided. And we pray, dear God, that you would even nourish our bodies, dear Father. For we know, dear God, that our bodies need
all kinds of things, dear God, in order to flourish, Lord. We know they need protein, dear God, but they also need a little carbohydrates and a little sweet, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would bless us, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for the cake, dear Father. Pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear God, all together, dear Father, even, dear God, as we worship you, dear God, dear Father. Pray, Lord, even as we dismiss from our homes, Lord, that you would bless us, dear God, and keep us in your care. Remember, dear Father, us in our homes, Lord, and help us, Lord, to gather together once again, Lord, if it be your will, on Wednesday night, dear Father. Lord, remember those, Lord, who have doctor's appointments this week, dear Father. We pray, Lord, that you would be with them. Bless them, dear Father, and help them to know, dear God, that you, dear Father, are with them through it all. Have your way and make us a blessing, and Lord, we'll give you glory and praise as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.